Welcome to Cut From the Same Hymn, a faith-based podcast created to help the unsaved find him, the uncertain would have complete confidence in him, and encourage the believer to stay with him. Come on this journey where we're all about helping you find your way to Jesus.
If I could just.
If I could just.
If I could just.
If I could just.
Touch the hem of his garment.
What it do, family? Welcome to Cut From the Same Hymn Podcast, episode 2. Dose. Hey, Jinx, man, we are excited to be back in your houses, your cars, your ears, your whatever listening device you on, internet. We are happy, man, and we just thank y'all for taking the time to spend with us.
Yeah.
To listen to some brothers with some ideas about the word and the world, right? And so, we got a good one. Thank y'all for watching last week's episode. It was our first one. We were scared. We was nervous. We didn't know what we were going to do.
Yeah.
And I think it went well. Feedback was pretty cool so far. So, keep them coming. And if you like what you hear or see, let us know. We want to hear it in the comments and emails, and we'll put all that stuff out there because I still don't know it yet because it's still new. And so, yeah, but the great team behind the camera is doing a great job. So we are excited for that. And I think we have a good one for episode 2. We got a good one coming. But yeah, man, Jay, how was your week?
The week was cool. Got to catch up with some childhood friends, which is always good. Crazy to just watch how life grows.
Yeah.
Playing with someone from the time you're like 10, and then they have kids and you have kids, and just watching that progression and just... It's a crazy, awesome feeling to have because you never know where life is going to take you or where God's going to take you, or God has things planned out in life. You wouldn't imagine at 10 that, hey, I won't tell y'all how old I am, but...
He's old.
I'm continually being blessed to see another year for quite a few times. I've done a few laps around the sun. Mm-hmm. So, that was just cool. Cool thing to just reflect on and get ready for this holiday, you know?
Yeah.
So that's cool. I don't really have real plans. When you get old like me, you just don't have real plans. Our daughters tried to
hook up,
scheme and plot and come up with something to hang out, and that fell through.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're on the contingency plan right now and trying to figure out how they can get their hang time, because it's just never enough for them. So
yeah,
we're just trying to figure it out. But yeah, that was mostly it, man. It's my weekend in a nutshell.
Good. Mine was all right, you know, working at the church, doing some things down here at the church and stuff, and you know, climbing up on ACs and all that good old fun stuff. You know, that was
on those crazy suits.
Yeah, you know, we get to have some fun. But besides that, we had some good church this week, and you know, the choir did all right. I'm gonna be okay. Yeah, they did okay. They did all right, except for one little part. But they did okay. Love them. They did okay. I'm being honest. I'm real here, okay? We're real. And but besides that, preaching was good. Pastor was preaching Ephesians. And you know, if you haven't read Ephesians, you need to read it. It's legit.
Good. It's good.
It's a legit book.
And it's short.
It's short. Come on, guys. But yeah, that was it. And yeah, the girls was really scheming. They was really trying. Yeah. Yeah. You stay over at my house and I stay over your house. Yeah, it's 3 days. We got 3 days, yeah. You know, three-day weekend. I'm like, really? Y'all only like 8, 9. Like, what are y'all doing? But that was cool. And I'm excited. I'm excited to get in.
Let's go.
Yeah, you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm ready to get into this thing. Let's do it. Last week, Jay, what did we talk about last week? Because it's been so long.
So we were I mean, it was more of an introduction. We hit on why we even named the podcast the podcast.
Yeah.
Cut from the same hymn, which is inspired by Matthew 9, the lady with the issue of blood, in that famous reach. And if you're a visual person, that famous reach is sitting right behind us. But that was it, that. And then Matthew's 14, when just talking about how once people, that word started to spread, then
everybody, everyone,
they brought everyone they knew that was sick, everyone they knew that was going through something to be made whole. So just get them to touch. And that was the really just our idea for this podcast show, to get as many as we can to him. And you'll hear us say that quite a bit, like get to him, or just make little puns that have him in it. At some point, maybe we'll see if we can get a ticker up of the hymns we can throw out. But yeah, just how many hymns, like getting to him, you'll hear us say that. And that's by him, we're talking about Jesus Christ. For those to not to be confused, we're not talking about me. We're not talking about him. That would be one, because I'm saying him. But this him, I'm meaning, I'm referring to my bro, Tim, but not him. We're talking about Jesus Christ. So when you hear us say that again, that is what we are talking about, or who we are talking about, rather. We had some questions, some really good questions.
Oh, yeah.
On what led us to starting it, and how we believed God has showed us that this is what we needed to do, and what were some of our favorite verses in this season in our lives. And just not going to spill all the beans. You just have to go back and watch it.
Watch it.
And spend some time with us. Y'all, we'll be here every Tuesday doing this thing, and just trying to add more flavor to the world. Salt, as we were talking about earlier.
Seasoning.
But this ain't Pink Himalayan. And it's not sea salt, but we've been called by Christ to be the salt of the earth. So that's what we're going to do here. So, yo, follow us as we follow Christ.
Yep. Stay salty, my friend.
Stay salty.
That's what we're going to do. Stay salty. Man, that was good. We might do a segment, guys. Put this down here about recap. Well, I don't know, something. Because that was good. That was a good little recap. That was real good. I like that. But today, man, we're going to do something. We have some topics we want to start talking about, like, you know, like the misconceptions of what? The Christianity, church, all those certain things. Oh, cleanliness is next to godliness. That is nowhere near in the Bible and all of that good old stuff. And so, but people believe all that. So we want to try to debunk some of those. But we're going to start off light. We're going to start off light. And we're going to look at this probably two passages out of Joshua and Exodus. And, you know, it's the famous line of Joshua, right? Not the one, you know, where he talks about, like, I'll keep the word in my heart. Not that one, but he did one. You know, Joshua is about to be at his last hooray, and he's giving the last instructions before he's, you know, about to die. And he's telling the world, like, yo, this is what we need to do. This is what needs to happen. And I got one of the teammates is going to read that for us. One of the teammates, hopefully she's not muted. One of the teammates is going to read Joshua 24:15, because I can't read.
I can't see.
Yep. We cut from the same hymn. Y'all see that? Y'all see that?
Okay. Joshua 24:15 says, "And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord."
You keep going. Read one more. Sorry.
Okay, 16.
Yeah.
"And the people answered and said, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For the Lord our God, He it is that brought us up and our fathers of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, and which did these great signs in our sight, and preserved us in all the way wherein we went, and among the people through whom we passed.
Good. Yeah, I wanted you to read that to set it up. So, like, when we look at Joshua, right, we got to understand Joshua is at the, this is the last hurrah. He's giving his last farewell address to the people of Israel. Remember, Moses is gone, and it's just Joshua and Caleb. They were running shop.
The youngsters, they're
running the show, but they're not young.
They're not young anymore.
They, you know, but, hey, Caleb still got his strength. Give me mine. And the really cool thing about this passage, if you go home and you read the whole chapter of 24, it was really cool. The very first verse said, "And Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem and called for the elders there and their heads and for their judges and their officers. And they presented themselves before God." Before we can, like, do anything, we have to understand whose side we are on. And that is what Joshua was talking about. But we saw Israel had already showed that or proved that through their actions. When Joshua called them out, he literally said, "Hey, I need everybody to come to Shechem, and I need all the heads, everybody, all the leaders, I need all the people to come." And when he came, the people did not present themselves to Joshua. They presented themselves to God. And I was like, oh, that's dope, because now it makes a whole lot of sense. The people still had an understanding that when I'm coming into a gathering that is going to hear from a man of God, I'm not coming for the man. I'm coming for the word from the man of God, right? And I thought that was a beautiful scene, because that sets us up where the mindset of the people. And so that gave me this question. It was like, when people come to church, who they come to church for, right? Like, who are they coming to church for? When we come to church, people say, "Oh, I'm worshiping." Okay. What does that mean? Like, whoa, you heard the choir sing? Wow. Yay. You know, you heard the announcements.
I want to govern myself.
Of course. Like, what is that? Right. And we always look at, if you come to church just to hear a preacher, you wrong. You got it twisted. That's not what worship is, and what coming to church as with a gathering of people collectively just to hear a man say some words. Nah, I'm here to see God. I'm here to witness God. We got to look at worship like this. Worship is God allowing us to come to his presence. That's what worship is. Worship is God allowing us to come to his presence. Now, when you look at it from that standpoint, it's a whole nother view of what worship actually is. I got the ability to be in God's presence now. He's opening the door for me to come to his house. Yeah, man. Well, I think we get it twisted when we look at worship and all that stuff. But anyway, that's a whole nother topic. I'm trying to get to, but I had to set that up because this is where Joshua was going. Yeah. He was like, whose side are y'all going to be on? Whose side you going to be on? Who you going to choose? Because as for me and my house,
serve the Lord.
We're going to serve the Lord. So the question is, now this is another question, and y'all might need to write this down, team, because we might have to hit this back, run this back later. Family, what does that look like compared to Joshua? You know, like, who? As for me and my house, he said everybody in his household, right? His team, his people, we going to serve the Lord. What does that look like in today's culture? Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah, because I know some people getting dropped off.
They not go.
They getting dropped off, dropping them babies off at Sunday school, and they getting those Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruities at IHOP while your kids is still
in Sunday school. You need to be in Sunday school.
No, but nah, that was that's a real one. Cause and as a man, that's even
that's what
more
I'm saying.
Of a real one. Cause that's on you. Like God is holding you responsible for what is happening in your house. When it when he decided to make the order for who reports to who or who will be over who, even though I know, man, those of y'all with control issues, I know y'all just think that just means you bark orders and your wife does as you say, ain't wrong. It's just who I'm holding responsible. That's you. You got the weight. Heavy as a head that wear the crown. In your house, you got a crown, but your head is experiencing some serious weight, or it should, because you have a say in how your family dynamic will go.
Yeah.
If your kids seeing you, as Tim said, worshiping, that's coming into the presence of the Lord, God allowing you to come into his presence. If your kids get to witness that from childbirth, that's not something that will stay with them the rest of their life.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll already have this innateness to want to serve the Lord.
Yeah.
Will they do it all the time? No, because we'll go astray. But it'll be there.
Mm-hmm.
So fathers, there's a call for us. And Joshua understood that. So yeah, he's letting it be known. Yo, me and mine, this what we on.
Yeah, this what we doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, he not gonna sway me.
Nah.
Sway. You know, you're not gonna sway me. And I like that because he made a declaration. And I think that's the lack that we see. We don't have it's not enough of that. Christians with convictions. I'm putting that on a shirt. Christians without, you know, yeah, whatever I just said. But yeah, I said it on the first one, yo, so we got it. But it's a lack of, because if my kids don't know where I stand, and I say I'm a preacher, but they don't know where I stand at as a preacher, that's they're going to be confused. They're going to be some confused churchgoers.
Yeah.
They're not going to be hardcore, sold out, Bible thumping, Holy Ghost rolling. Woo! Like, you know.
Well, they'll be churchgoers.
They'll be just churchgoers. Pew warmers, you know, there.
They'll be part of the church
body. Building. Yeah, building. There you go. Building. Good work.
They'll be building church attendees, but not the body.
They're not body of the Christ. And I'm going to have to answer to that. As the father, the leader, I'm going to have to answer to God. Like, yo, you led your family astray. That would be one of the hardest conversations. What?
Yeah, that's it.
I led them astray. Yeah, that's on you. You had an opportunity and you chose not to. You had an opportunity to really dive in, go deep, but you backdoored it and said, oh, we'll get it next time. Yeah, that's a problem. And so, Josh was letting the world know. He let the whole nation know. Me and mine's the world know. Me and mine's, we're going to serve the Lord. What side you on? And then he placed it back on them.
Yeah.
He was like, hey, well, this is where I'm standing. Yeah, you just said that the Lord done brought us out of Egypt and got us out of this. But, yo, where y'all draw the line.
In the sand.
Because this is where we need to be. And I think that's a beautiful thing. And it established the family. Like he established his family order, like God, man, mothers, children, everything else. He like established, like, we're going to run this thing. Cause if we keep going, we just finished with Moses in Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy 6. He started talking about how the family dynamic run. The man is the spiritual leader. So you just heard this from Moses. The mom, she makes sure the house is together and the kids are together, and she rules those children to raise them up, teaching them not to lose the stuff that they have learned. So now you got that aspect. And then children, be good, obedient children. Same thing with Ephesians 6. Be obedient to. So you just heard all of this from Moses. So now it comes to Joshua. Me and mines. Me and mines. This is what we're doing. And so I like that. That's just a beautiful thing. And the cool thing about it, just to preach out of me, y'all, I got some points.
All right. It's always good.
I got some points. I'm a preacher. Everyone must decide for their own self. You can't make it on mama. You can't make it on daddy. You can't make it on brother, sister, auntie, uncle. You have to make that choice. If God has given you the enlightenment to see for yourself where he's at, and what he has done for you to see it, now you have to make that decision. Just like Joshua told the Israelite people, y'all done seen all this stuff. Y'all done experienced all this stuff. You done witnessed all these things. So now I need you to make a decision. So you got to make your own choice. And I think that's a thing that we all need to do. And people like to still make it on my mama faith and on my daddy faith. And yes, ma'am. Thank you.
So I've seen parents that raise their kids in the church, and then once they get older, the kids stop going to church, and they kind of have like resentment and feel like they were forced as kids. So for parents, what advice would you give to parents that their kids have kind of strayed away because they felt forced?
So be it. I don't know what to tell you.
He's a cutter.
Look, it is what it is. If you don't like brushing your teeth, I'm going to still make you brush your teeth, right? I mean, if you leave my house and you just decide that you don't want to brush your teeth, so be that. That's on you. So if you want to walk around here with gingivitis and have root canals every year, like, then that's that. So then if you want the things, the effects of no longer coming to church anymore, like, and then since that is something that there's has to be positive and there has to be something good that would come out of that, or else God would not have charged us with coming to church. There wouldn't be no verse saying, fail not to assemble yourselves. So there's a reason why we have to be here. There's a reason why you should be here. So parents, you just keep doing what you're doing. And like I stated, I don't know if that was last pod, but most kids won't stay the course the whole time. I did it. Like, I graduated high school and just was not in church. Like, as soon as I left, when I came to college, I went to church one time, and then I was like, I left, but I already had the, and it wasn't forced. We just went to church a lot growing up. And when I got older, I was like, I'm not going that much. I'll go when I go, but I'm not doing all day Sunday, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday. Like, so I was like, I'll go occasionally. But what happened was because my parents had conditioned that, and that was still something ingrained in me, I was carving out time. Like, I would get up on Sunday and wouldn't do anything, right? I wouldn't listen to R&B. I would gradually work my way into the world, I guess it would be, right? Like, I would wake up on Sunday. I was like, I'm not doing anything. It wasn't, again, I can't tell y'all how old I am, but it wasn't like you could just watch church online like that, or you could see certain people on TV, but not your own personal church. So, yeah, I didn't. I strayed away, and my parents would call, like, did you go to church? Or did you need to find a church and all that other stuff? And then I started making up my own sermons because I got tired of them telling me that about not going. So I was like, I went to church today. What did they talk about? Now I have to, I have to make up my own sermon. Like, then I was just like, oh, that's doing a lot. It was doing a lot. Just go to church, bro. You're not watching the first football game because you would normally be like, I would still be in church at this time. I wasn't listening to rap because I would still be in church at this time. So I listened to church music till about 1:30. And then I worked my way into old school because, you know, I was trying to gradually. I do old school, then I go into newer R&B, and then by the end of Sunday, full blown, Jeezy, whoever it is, that's what's up. I'm up now. Like I didn't carved out my God time. That's gone. But I had roots. All that to say that parents do the work because it gives your kids the roots. So the roots are there. Your kids will be fine.
I have a question too. So when you say so be it, and then you're saying you're, you know, ahead of the house is to leave their family. Is it like to the point where they're no longer in the house and then it's kind of on them?
It all depends. If they say get out, you gotta get out, the parent.
Yeah. Oh, like boot them? Like yeah. If you're not coming to church?
I mean, if that's what it is, that's the law.
I mean, here's the thing too. Like, and not to, oh man.
I know, this is.
So I guess I'm this saying like, like you said how you would have to answer to God because your family, you didn't set that example for them. Is it, I'm setting this example while they're still in my home, or even when they're out of your home, is that kind of still on you, like to still lead them where you can?
Oh, it's still on you.
Yeah.
It's still on you because you're probably the closest thing to them that has sound advice or just, I mean, you'll never stop being a parent. Again, I'm going to end up slipping and saying my age, but my mom is still like, I don't care how old you are, you're still going to be my baby.
Yep.
Like, you're always my baby. Yep. My mom, my dad, whatever it is. Like, and now just because my relationship with Christ, we just naturally have conversations and that just comes. But when that wasn't the case, we still talk. They still talk about the word because that's what's in them. So I think it's kind of hard to, though you might not kick your child out the house because they're not going, there should be, if you're not doing it, then they'll probably decide to leave themselves.
Yeah.
Because you'll clash.
Yeah.
Because Jesus said, I did not come.
I came to the Bible.
I came to put mother against daughter and son against
father.
Yeah. Not that I want to create chaos because he's not the author of confusion. But, yo, that's the line.
Mm-hmm.
Who's on, like, As for me and mine, or who's over here? Like, if you're not over here, then at some point it's going to be uncomfortable for somebody. And since I'm with God, it's never going to be uncomfortable for me. So homie, it's you that it's going to be uncomfortable for.
Bye-bye.
So then is it uncomfortable enough? You got to decide what is up with you. Though I can't drag you to church with me, though, but I'm going to bring church home.
Mm-hmm.
So now that I'm bringing church home, it's up to you. If you like mooching so much that you just gonna absorb this word, then that's fine. If that's what you,
that's what you're doing.
Well, yeah. If you want that, you want to pad your pockets. But the word is coming upon you. I don't know how you want to
you gonna miss it.
Slice it, yeah. When I come home, we're talking because that's what's in my heart. So what's in your heart is what's gonna come out.
Out of the heart.
Yeah. So if I'm speaking to my child, that's choosing to not go to church, but still wanting to stay in my house, yeah, there's going to be some discomfort on your hands because I might not kick you out. And it's something I would lean on the Lord for. And I don't think God would probably force me. I don't think God would say kick your child out. I think it would be continue to be an example. Continue to walk in my ways. Continue to talk in my ways. Be consistent in who you are, and then your child will figure it out. Hopefully, again, every choice is up to the person. So
good answer. Yeah. Good answer. That's a good answer. That was a good answer. Nah, you summed it up. I'm with it. Next, is that it? That was good. Did he answer it? Man, Jarrell, that's it. That was good. I mean, he's speaking from experience too, because he's like, yo, I did my thing.
Oh yeah, I did things.
I did that. I just took it and just sat there and was like, I'm hearing y'all. I hear you. I hear you. I just know I'm not resourceful to go outside. So I'll just sit here and listen and like, you know, this is what it is. Yeah, no.
That's good.
Yeah.
I believe everyone would stay with him the whole time.
Yep. Let me just stay right here. Stay right here. Beautiful, 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 beautiful. Yeah. Who's on the Lord's side? Where do you stand? Who's on the Lord's side?
Yeah. Oh, I love that song.
That is a great song, man.
It's a good song.
Tr- train of thought is gone, so let me get it back. I'm coming back. But, and then the other thing I saw in here, man, that was really good. Good questions, guys.
That was really good.
That was really good. Decision. So we said the decision, everybody got to make their own decision. But then the decision must come out of your mouth. You got to verbally, physically make the conscious effort to say, I got to speak this. Just like Joshua was like, look, y'all, he let the whole world know. Me and mine, we serving the Lord.
That's what we doing.
Now, what y'all going to do? And so you have to take the ball and be like, I got to physically go. Yeah, I'm making a declaration. I got to say it out loud. I got to let people know. And I think that's where it is, letting people know where you stand. Because I'm going to just go back to the church world. There is a lot of undercover Christians that you just don't know where they stand and where they go, what they doing. They just moving and you don't know which way they moving. And then you see the culture that we live in today. It's a scary culture because we don't know where they are actually at. Yeah. They say they got a lot of emotion. They got a lot of enthusiasm. They got a lot of you think that it's truly praising God in a right and loving just way. But in reality, it's like, yo, you still do the exact same thing you did when you got saved 7 years ago and you haven't changed. There is not even a variation of change. Not even like I still dabble, but I don't dabble as much. You don't even see that anymore. Like, what is happening? And I think that's where it is. So you got to really dive out there and really tell who you are. And it's like what Romans 10 and 9, where he confessed that Jesus is Lord, right? He said, believe in your heart and thou shalt be saved, right? Like, but you have to confess it. You have to physically say it.
Yeah.
And then, because it becomes real. Like I was telling Jay this morning, you know, me and the wife yesterday, we was having a conversation and it felt funny because I actually said it out loud and actually saying it out loud. I've never said it out loud. Like, you think it, but you never said it out loud. And by saying it out loud, it seemed like it came more real. And I was like, oh my goodness. But it was good. It was a great conversation. At the end of the day, it was all gravy. Or I shouldn't say all gravy. It was all good.
Because,
you know, gravy in the culture is bad. You know what I mean? So,
health-wise.
Health. So
gluten.
Gluten
and fat.
So, yeah. So, that's what we need to do. And I think that will actually, you know, change the culture. If you actually have some real Christians, real people stand up and actually know what side we stand on. And yeah. And it's not a popularity contest because some people are not going to like you for standing up for what you believe in and why you believe in and how you believe in and why your family got to act different.
Yeah.
Because my baby can't go over there. I know those people. They ain't right. They not right with the Lord. That ain't gonna work. We're not gonna have them spirits and be over there and let expose them. My job as daddy is to protect them at all costs. At the end of the day, that's my job.
Yeah.
Especially spiritually. Like, nah, we can't listen to that kind of music. Something we can't do that. That's gonna get in your spirit. We can't watch that. I'm sorry. We can't watch that. I don't like how they moving on there. You know, nah, we ain't gonna be able to do that because thoughts and little minds can become big and major. And what is it? I think the study is where 9 to 13. They normally know where they're gonna be between 9 and 13 and how their the mental aspect on certain things that they think. And what is right and wrong, they already, like, it's really solidified or something like that. I think that's the thing. Put that in the comments, you know, if y'all got that number, you know.
Correct us.
But it's something like that. But, yeah, man, that's the things that I saw from Joshua. I thought was really good that you got to make a decision and you got to be vocal about it. You got to let the world know. Yeah. And so, you know, I can't give y'all my sermon. I got like 4 or 5 more, you know, points. So I can't give y'all of them because, you know, somebody would try to take the sermon, you know, and be like, oh, yeah, because it's going to be transcribed. And they'd be like, oh, let me get the words. And, you know, they made their own sermon, right? But let's move to Exodus. Exodus 32, verse 26. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, "Who is on the Lord's side? Let him come unto me." And all the sons of Levi gathered themselves together unto him.
That's good. We should have went the other way. I should have started with this.
This works.
Okay. No. All right. All right.
I can bridge us.
I messed up.
I didn't think that, but I was like, nah, I didn't have. And I was like, it's fine. It's fine.
It's fine. That works. Oh, man. Sorry. Mighty bad. Go ahead. Go.
That works. So, a little backstory to it. When Moses is saying, who's on the Lord's side?
Mm-hmm.
The people just did some extra foolishness. Craziness. Outlandish. Like, if there's bombs, we drop some bombs. I don't think we have a bomb thing. So,
bomb. Yeah, yeah.
But they went crazy. So Moses went out, he's spending some time with the Lord, spending some time with God, one-on-one time. Some quality time. But he did it for 40 days, and I guess that was just too long for the people. Just too long. So they were like, look, our leader, we don't know where he's at. What do? They go to second in command, and they ask him to... This is wild. Wild in general. This is a wild request because of what you look to for this thing. But they asked Aaron, can you make us a god?
The preacher.
That sounds like foolishness already to me. Can you make us a god?
Yeah, make us one.
Real God should have made you.
The creation is making the creator.
Wow. That is wild. Can you make us a god? So, Aaron, I don't know what he was on his mind. Bring me all your earrings.
Give me your gold.
Give me what you got. Give me all your gold, all that. I'm going to melt it down. So melted down their gold. And then per Aaron, now, this is his words, not mine. Then voila. He didn't say voila, but basically he said, voila.
Look what I got.
Look just what emerged from your melted earrings. A calf.
We got a cow.
We got a baby cow. Baby cow just came out of me melting down your earrings. Just came out of it. I don't even know where it came from. There was fire. There was some precious metals that melted. And then baby cow. So that happened. All the while Moses is talking to God, God then fills Moses on the plot of these idiots. He said, hey, it's been fun, but you got to go back because these people are down there making and worshiping an idol god. And not even that. It's because I skipped over probably the most egregious part of what happened. On top of the fact that they had Aaron make them something, when the calf was made, things that they saw God do for them, they attributed it to the
calf.
The calf.
Wildin'.
So something that wasn't even in existence at the time, your deliverance from Egypt, after the 400 years, your deliverance from Egypt, you're walking on dry land across a sea, your food every day, your clothes and shoes never being worn out, though you walked for 40 years, and you gave that credit to somebody else. Boy, was God hot. But who else was hot? Was Moses.
Moses was a little different.
Which is good. Because what offends God should offend us that exact same way. So whatever is happening in the world, and it's against what God says or what God deems, it should affect us as believers that same way. Moses was so angry when he went down there that he threw down the tablets that God hand wrote.
Just mad.
Just angry. Took the calf, melted it down, grinded it up.
Drink it, bro.
Put it in water and made them fools drink it.
Drink it. Gangster.
Yeah. Then told them, like, hey, man, like, what y'all doing? Who's on the Lord's side? If you're on the Lord's side,
come on.
Come over here. Come stand with me if you're on the Lord's side.
Here we go.
Group did. One group did. A group of people did. Now, they were the truth.
Yeah.
Two.
Because they had to cut.
Yeah. They had to lay down lay down some dirty work.
Yeah.
It wasn't dirty work. It didn't seem like dirty work, but it was clean work.
Wipe them out.
They had to get rid of.
They were the cleaners.
They were the cleaners. They were the cleanup crew.
Yeah.
And but Moses made that statement. Who's on the Lord's side? And that's important to know. Like, who's really on it? Not saying it. Who's just speaking the things? Because your actions is what tells if you're on his side or not.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Like, your actions tell what side of the fence you on. If you on, if you're on the Lord's side, you can say it, but we'll find out. We'll find out by your movements. We'll find out if there's a idol guy. We'll find out when hardship comes who you going to.
Yeah.
If you going to your homie and just telling him, or you going to, man, y'all gonna make me, I'm not gonna go too hard in there, but I'm just going to say this. Please don't shoot.
They're going to do it.
When hard times come, or mental health is huge, and that comes like, hey, if you're leaning too, God gave your psychologist and psychiatrist, like, they are God sent. So please don't get that confused. Let me put that out there first as my disclaimer. But if that is all you are seeking,
we got problems.
If that's who you're seeking first, like, then that's a problem. Yeah. That person has now become your God. So we have to be careful. But that's you choosing whose side you're on.
Mm-hmm.
That's you choosing to. You have to be careful in all things. If it's not you're seeking God first, if there's anybody, anything that you're giving time over God, you're choosing your side. So, got to be careful. Guys, to be more careful.
That was crazy. Drink this drink.
That was nuts.
Go on and drink this drink. Just go drink it. Now, think about that. You naked, number one. You naked with all the gold. Like, that's just wild. The preacher said, I'll give you any religion you want. Give me your gold and y'all naked. What kind of church you going to, number one? Aaron was on. And then when Moses told him about it, I thought you was going to go there. When Moses told, Aaron was like, well, God, it was like this, Moses. The people wanted a God.
They wanted one.
He told on himself.
They wanted one.
And I made it. And I just,
boy,
just
he just said he threw it in there.
I threw it in there. And it just happened. It's like, what?
Came out.
What? Aaron, you failed in ministry, bro. What's wrong with you? Aaron. But, yeah, that's it. It's all about the idols. And that goes back to worship again. Who are you going to worship? And we always look at idols as things and stuff, but it's really not the thing that makes it an idol. It's what your actions make the idol. So if you all about money and you can't pay a tithe, just a 10 out of the 100, if you can't pay the tithe, you see that you're depending more on your monies than what God asked, then now that became your idol, because your actions have proved that God can't really work with the I can't live off the 90. That's just not gonna work for me. That's not gonna happen. And so we always see that cars, right? When your cars is your life. Yeah, no, literally your life. That's all you do is work on your cars. then we got a problem with that. If that's the first thing you do when you wake up in the morning, how can I fix this engine? How can I put a new turbo on this? we got that's problems. People got music. Music is an issue. And
that's for me.
You know what I mean? Like, music is an issue. And it's just simple stuff. We think it got to be something grand and massive to be an idol, right? This can be an idol. The Bible can be an idol, right? Yeah, what you mean, Tim J, the Bible can be an idol? Yeah, you can read this all day. You can put it on a pedestal. Oh, don't let that touch the ground. You know, all that good old jazz. But if you're not obeying and listening, it's just some words on a page. And now that became an idol. Because now you don't put more emphasis on the Bible than the author of the Bible, of the words of the Bible. So now we got a problem. And our Mormons and Jehovah's Witnesses got problems. Because they make those books the idols, and then we have issues, and you can't talk to them, and they have problems because they won't even look at their idol book anymore. But yeah, man, I think that was really good. You hit it the nail on the head. After all that mess that they done experienced because 40 days of being in isolation without their leader, I'm going to do my own thing. Now, question. Does that mean, like, in today's context, right, we as believers, when we don't see God move or we don't see God working in our life, do we get antsy and move around?
Oh, yeah.
Do we get antsy and be like, you know what, I need to go find something else. I need to take my mind off of this and put it on that and at that. Become something that becomes our this and now this and that and then and this and so this and that I can't do it, but so we have these issues and it's a slippery slope. That's why we got to stay in the word. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Yeah. If you stay on that path, you got a lamp and light. you know where your feet is going and you know what direction you're going. But the thing is, you got to stay in the word. If you're not in the word, you will not be in light. You will be in the darkness. And Jesus said it best. How can a candle be under a little shade tree and not be shining? Like, what is this? Yeah. You can't hide your light. Your light so shines so that the world can know. And as believers, that's what we're supposed to do. But if you don't know which side you're on, which team you're going to be working with? God's side, or are you on the man's side, the world's side? And remember, the world is a poser. Because they can pose as light. They can pose as good things. They can pose as holy. But the action's going to show, nope, that's not holy. The foolery is going to come out. Give me your gold.
Yeah.
I'll give you a god. Give me your gold and get naked. And I'll give you a god.
So I need, like, something tangible.
Like, that's what we will get. And we see that. Peter Piper.
Got
your miracle water. Get your miracle water that's still from the Jordan River. That sucker is clean. Jordan is dirty. How in the world did you give me this purified miracle water? Did you take the impurities away? So did the miracle's gone? Is the miracle gone?
Yeah.
The power is gone? Because you done.
Jesus was baptized.
Yeah. Man. I need that dirty, muddy water. Naaman was in that dirty water, came out clean. Now that's crazy too. That's a crazy story.
Yeah.
Naaman went in nasty. Came out of nasty water clean. Dirt. Anywho.
That's how it worked. But I guess I told y'all I was going to say how it tied. And I did not do it.
Go for it.
A decent bridge, right? But so what happened before Joshua told the people or made the declaration, as for me and my house, he gave them a history lesson.
He went down memory
lane. Yeah, he gave them a history lesson on their forefathers, their ancestors, not the four scores or 7 years ago type of history lesson. But, like, just to let them know, like, hey, we came from here, yo, and let them know then, like, yo, who are you serving? Are you going to serve the God that your forefathers served across the river when they were in Egypt? Mm-hmm. Or are you going to serve the guys that they started serving when they came into the land? Because, mind you, the calf that they made, those are what the occupants of the land that God gave them. Those were the idols that they worship. So he had to let them know, like, I'm not on that. I'm on this, the true living God. That's who I'm serving. The God who brought us from here. The God that really brought us. Mm-hmm. The God who really fed us. The God who really clothed us. The God that led us by cloud by day and by fire at night. That's who I'm choosing to serve. The God who gave us a land when y'all came back, y'all scary ones came back with a scary report saying that, oh, we can't take it. They're too big. We can't get the land.
I just wanted some grapes.
Yeah. The grapes were so big.
So big. I want some grapes.
Like, yeah, that's who I'm choosing to serve. So that's, he gave them the history lesson. So, and then four, that's how you got to the Moses. Moses was, it was the, he gave them the lesson on that. These same people are the people that created the calf when Moses went away for the time. But he went even back before that. Mm-hmm. Let them know, oh, this is the God I'm talking about, the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob.
Yep.
That God. That's the God I'm choosing to serve. That God. So you have to figure, like, yo, when you are deciding, like Tim said, yo, you got to have, it doesn't matter what's going on in the world. Like, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
What's happening? Like, mm-hmm. Oh, well, I noticed that the church is starting to do this. That's increasing the member rate. Like, we're doing whatever.
Got to ride that wave.
We're swag surfing.
Yeah.
We're doing whatever is trending right now to get the... to get the members up. We on. We just on whatever it is. Bringing the world in and not to be one of those like, oh, the world shouldn't. Nah, we not. It's not that. It's just being so clear and so definite and so precise about what God is. If you're choosing to be on the Lord's side, if you're saying what Moses said, then it's not. Both things can't be true here.
Can't serve two masters,
bro. Can't serve two masters. You love one and you hate the other.
Matthew 6.
It's your options. This is true or false. I know a lot of, and I don't know why I even want these, because those be the questions that trip us up the most when you be tested. You be like, yo, A, B, C, or all of the above. You're like, dang it. Because it's not like the teacher gives you 50-50 for getting it half right. If you circled A, but B was still the answer to, it's wrong.
Yep. Yep.
Because you were supposed to circle C, all of the above. It don't work like that. God is like, hey, fam, you're not taking, you can't bring, look, oh, God, I really like that part.
Yeah, yeah.
But, hey, the world, they got this one thing that they be doing. I'm just going to incorporate that.
Let me just put that in.
Yeah, I'm just going to remix what you said a little bit. You know, I know you're all knowing, but maybe you didn't know this part because you are before time. So in 2024, hey, they came up with this new thing, God, and it'd be working. It'd be working a little bit. I'ma just tack that on to your greatness. And then you'll be even greater, God. Nah, it don't work. And once you do that, you are no longer on this side.
No. Nope.
You chosen.
No. Nope.
Chosen what side? Chosen who you will serve.
That's like them songs, like they have like the Genuine song and then they make it Christian.
That's why I can never,
I'd be like, that's what, why I can is never that rock
the, I can never do the Sunday, this, yeah, what was it,
every day,
the Sunday service.
It's like,
because I can't unhear
the regular. So it's like, why we do that? And people are like, oh my gosh, it's so great. Is it? Because I still be thinking, like, when I first heard that song, could that be dun dun?
Yeah, if I'm so anxious, I was still so anxious about when I first heard Genuine say it.
Like, what?
I didn't go get anxious about God.
Also, to add to that, like, when they remix certain rap songs, people are going to be kind of dancing the same way to the same beat. Oh, yeah, like, what are we doing?
Yes. How are you going to back that up to Jesus? What is that?
I know.
How do you do that?
Remember they did their vax that thing up.
Yeah, vax. What?
Yeah, that's what they vax that thing up. The whole time I heard vax that thing up, I was just like, no, but...
I'm just thinking Juvenile.
Yeah,
that's
Juvenile.
That's all I'm thinking about.
Go there.
Did he get a check for that? I just need to know. Did he get a check?
I'm pretty sure.
He got to have a check for that.
I'm pretty sure they cut him and Manny. They cut him and Manny to check. I think me and X was on it too.
Y'all doing way too much. But that's what I think of when they remix the stuff. Oh, we got to bring it in.
You can't not see it. But yeah, either way it goes. It's no remix to what God said. There's no... I guess they call you that being a lukewarm. That is lukewarm.
So spit you out,
we're
bro.
We're not doing that. That is distasteful in the eyesight of God, and he will spill you out. So you have to be definite. You're either on fire, like Space Jam.
On fire.
Not Space Jam. What is
NBA
that?
NBA Jam.
NBA Jam.
He's on fire.
Yeah, either you're on fire or...
From downtown.
Yeah. Or it's a rap. And it's when it's the nail in the coffin for you, then it's over.
That's it. Nail in the coffin.
And it's done. There's no... So, yeah, either you're on fire for God or you're cold. So...
Either be hot or cold. Yep. Don't be middle. Don't be mid. Is that what it is? Is that the word? Don't be mid. Don't be mid. I'm trying to... See, I'm now
mid.
Old. Now
this
I'm,
mid is like in the middle.
Yeah.
There's no in the middle.
There is no in the middle.
Is what I was trying to say by being lukewarm.
Where do you stand? Who's on the Lord's side? We need to do that as the outro. That's going to be the outro song.
Who's
on the Lord's side?
Can we do that?
We're going to make it happen.
Legally?
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh.
We'll speed it up so it won't. Yeah, we'll do the speed up version of it.
Yeah.
But man, I think that was good. That was good. You did great today.
I know. I was.
You was on one.
I was chatty Patty.
He was chatty Patty. And he said, oh, I don't really talk that much. Then in the last episode, wow, man, he had fire today. So that's good. Yeah. But that's good. We're growing. This is growth. And this is what we're going to do. But before we leave, man, I just want to give you this, man. If you do not know Jesus for yourself, man, get to him. Get to know him. Jesus died for us. In John 3:16, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We do not meet the mark, the standard, the qualifications to be righteous. But in Romans 6:23, it says, but the wages of sin is death. We supposed to die for all the sins that we have committed. But the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus, our Lord. So all you have to do is accept him, believe him, and then confess him. And guess what? You are saved. All right. So just say this little quick prayer with me. Father, forgive me for the sins that I have done. I'm sorry that I have committed them. I pray now that you come into my heart, change my life, be the ruler of my life. Be the master of my life. Just control me. Be Lord. And I'm going to shout you out to the rooftops that you are the Christ. You are the Messiah. You are the one who have died for me. And I love you. And with that, I say thank you for accepting me into your family. And I accept your gift. In Jesus' name, pray. Amen.
Amen.
Just by that simple prayer, you have been saved. So we... I'm going to be the first ones to welcome you to the family.
Welcome.
Come through.
It's a party.
Yeah, it's a party. They are dancing. And so with that being said, if you said that prayer, comment, put it down, email us, let us know. We want to reach out and talk to you, chop it up, all right? And with that being said, Jay, what you got to say?
Oh, I don't have much. Those of you that are unsaved, get to him. Pretty sure I'm butchering that.
No, it's good.
If you are uncertain whether you're saved or not, we want you to know that you are with him. And if you are a believer, we want you to stay with him.
Just stay
with
him.
This Christian walk is a tough one. But you're not alone. And it, we are here. Yeah. Again, our prayer is that everyone would choose to be on the Lord's side. We know we all won't, because God said that. Well, Jesus said it about the road.
Yeah.
So it's a narrow and it's a broad. And the broad is destruction and narrow is the way to the kingdom. So as many of you, hopefully all of you that are listening, will choose the Lord's side, the narrow road, the straight path, the awesome way.
We salt and light.
Yep.
Salt and light. All right. Well, I'm Tim J. That's J. Blake. And we are out of here. Remember, y'all, get to him. All right? Yeah. We out.
Love y'all.
Peace.
If I could just.
If I could just.
If I could just.
If I could just.
Touch the hem of his garment.